So this particular climate model then clearly run at low resolution, and some years back I pulled this out of one of the textbooks that you use, shows that there's quite strong regional areas of climate change that will, in this case, get 10 degrees warming. So this is one of these severe models. And in the equatorial regions, it's much milder. For Australia then, we're finding again that there's parts of Australia with this model will be much hotter than others under the future climate. Now, some of these regional effects then can be due to the formation of significant quantities of aerosols. So you can see here the minus isoplasts in this particular diagram are indicating that the formation of aerosols in these regions are actually providing a cooling effect. So what they do is they calculate their global climate, then they go and burrow in to find out why they're getting particular regional effects. So they've looked in this particular region here to see what the heck's going on, and they can see that the non-sea sulfate aerosol is actually a major participant, so this will be pollution in this particular region. Now, in the US, they have a national centre for carrying out climate modelling, which I visited a few years ago. It's in a spectacular spot. So the lab facility itself was designed so that atmospheric chemists, atmospheric physicists, climate modellers, all of them could be in one building. They then employed a very famous architect to come in and design the building, and the building then sits out and looks right over, so it's Boulder, Colorado, looks right over the Colorado sort of valley, and then at the back step of the laboratory is the Rocky Mountains. And so they've actually got the back door of the building. They all are encouraged to go for a run in the mountains every afternoon. They've got grizzly bears, and well, like I saw quite a bit of wildlife when I went for a bit of a stroll out the back. Absolutely beautiful environment. The only problem is everybody then wanted to work in this spot because it's so spectacular. So the poor old atmospheric chemists, they were the last mob to get kicked out. There's now only modellers that pretty much left in the building. Everybody else has been forced down to the flats and amongst all of suburbia. They use big computers in there. When I was there, this was the state-of-the-art computer they were using. It was called Big Blue or something like that. Periodically then they just refresh this with the very latest hardware that's being developed around the globe. Normally it'll be American hardware in there, so in the past this would have been Cray supercomputers. At the moment then this is the flavour of the month in terms of the fast